This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the fervor of immigration raids by unidentified people purporting to be law enforcement officers, a man in a law enforcement-like vehicle was detained following warnings about fake federal agents. Officials in Huntington Park, California, arrested Fernando Diaz. Diaz's SUV had police-style visor lights and handheld radios, but when real police officers took a closer look, they saw an ammunition magazine for a gun in plain sight. Fernando Diaz, 23 years old, also had what appeared to be federal immigration documents, as well as personal records of unknown people, also in his vehicle. Diaz may be charged with impersonating a federal agent by the L.A. County Attorney. Diaz was arrested amid the backdrop of mass immigration raids that have struck fear among communities across the country. Hours of social media videos of raids show armed and outfitted people who lack name tags, badges, and badge numbers issuing orders to people at restaurants, Home Depot locations, and car washes. The agents, some working under the Department of Homeland Security and its Immigration and Customs Enforcement arm, often use face coverings and unmarked vehicles. But agents also often refuse to give their names or badge numbers, raising the ire of civil libertarians and immigrant rights groups who argue that without clear identities, the agents may lack authority and invite resistance. In March, California Attorney General Rob Bonta warned that criminals posing as federal agents were trying to capitalize on the fear and uncertainty of the immigration crackdown by President Donald Trump. In mid-June, California State Senators Scott Weiner and Jesse Aragon, both Democrats, introduced the No Secret Police Act, which would ban law enforcement officers from covering their faces and operating without clear name tags or badge information. Homeland Security spokespeople have said that agents need to hide their identities because their information, including their home addresses, will otherwise be doxed or made public by criminals. The city of Bozeman has in place permanent lawn watering restrictions and a residential and business lawn watering schedule. Half of Bozeman's summer water use goes to lawns and landscaping, so Bozeman requires residents and businesses using city water to comply with a mandatory watering schedule. No watering of lawns or landscaping is allowed between 10 in the morning and 8 at night, because daytime watering evaporates the water more than it waters the lawn. Bozeman's watering schedule allows for no more than 3 watering days each week. For even-numbered addresses, the outdoor watering scheduled days are Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. For odd-numbered addresses, watering days are Wednesdays, Friday, and Sundays. No watering on Mondays. Bozeman offers a Water Smart planting guide for smart landscaping using drought-tolerant plants. The city recommends setting lawnmower blades higher because taller grass retains moisture and better shades the soil, keeping both the lawn and the soil from drying out too quickly and more likely to retain moisture. The city recommends that residents watch the weather. If there's rain, skip the next watering day. The city also will send an expert to scope out sprinkler systems to determine if there are leaks, inefficiencies, or watering that's too heavy. Residents and businesses using city water should aim for 1 inch of water per week in July and August, or less. The city of Bozeman also recommends an on-off watering cycle, where a sprinkler system is set to water for 10 minutes, then shut off for 20 minutes, then water for 10 minutes more. That lets the water seep more deeply into the lawn and landscaping. The lawn and landscaping watering schedule for Bozeman residents and businesses is as follows. For even-numbered addresses, the outdoor watering schedule days are Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. For odd-numbered addresses, watering days are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. No watering on Mondays. There's more information online at bozeman.net/sprinklers. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.